I'm losing it, Mika. My West Highland White Terrier sneezed in response. Most likely she was agreeing with me, but she was also mad, so I couldn't be sure. She left car rides, which to her meant around town, getting out often to meet people. 5 hours crated in the cargo area of my 10-year-old Jeep Cherokee, made for one angry pup. Had we gone 15 miles yet? I forgot to check my odometer against that last sign. It had probably only been 5. All I knew for sure was that I've been driving on the 2-lane country road through Wisconsin's North Woods for so long, a funhouse effect had settled in. The never-ending tunnel of pines, oaks, maples, birches, and other species I couldn't identify was not my normal. I was used to row after row of houses crammed close together. Row after row of trees? Not so much. After another couple of minutes, we passed a sign so small I almost missed it. Whispering Pines, 5 miles. We're almost there, girl. Less than 10 minutes and you'll be running your little legs off. My phone rang, and my mom's face gazed at me from the phone in the holder clamped to the air vent. I reached a finger toward the answer button, but froze before touching it. I told her I'd call when I got to Grand's. Guess she thought I should be there by now. I was 26 years old. When was she going to stop micromanaging my life? My phone rang for a fourth time, then went quiet. I clenched my hand into a fist and waited for her inevitable recall. After a minute no ringing, I relaxed and silently vowed to call her once I got to the house. Up ahead on the right, the sign indicating the beginning of the village limits appeared. I slowed, checked that there was no one behind me, then pulled to a stop. The impressive wooden marker had to be at least 10 feet wide and 8 feet tall. The logs on either side were a good foot and a half or two in diameter. It appeared to have been hand-carved by an artisan rather than machine-lathed. Welcome to Whispering Pines, established 1966. A symbol was etched into the wood below the date, a circle with a pentacle in the center and a crescent moon flanking either side. When I was little, I thought the symbol represented the sun, moon, and stars. Now I knew that it was the triple moon goddess symbol and represented the maiden, mother, and crone. Whispering Pines, Wisconsin had been founded by the followers of the Wiccan religion, and to my knowledge, Wiccans still made up half the population. A narrow 4-foot by 2-foot plaque hung from the bottom of the sign and read, "Blessed be, enjoy your visit." The welcome sign brought forth an unexpected flood of memories. I was 10 years old the last time I'd been here, but I remembered that sign like I'd just seen it yesterday. Not only had it been a signal to me and my little sister Rosalind that we were mere minutes from Gran and Graham's house, it made me feel good. I like the idea of being blessed. I continued down the road, remembering happier times with my grandparents, and almost missed my turn. "It's the first right past the welcome sign," my mother had reminded me numerous times, despite my assurance that my map app would get me there. "Be sure to stay on the left fork after you turn, Jane, or you'll end up at that campground." She said, "that campground," as though it was inhabited by a colony of lepers. A quick glance as I passed showed that approximately half of the campsites were full. Whispering Pines tourist season started in 6 days with Memorial Day weekend. Every spot would be full then, every hotel room and rental cottage booked. My plan was to do what I could with the house and head back to Madison early Friday morning before the highways clogged with holiday traffic. As the landscape changed from dense forest to a clearing, the edge of the lake house came into view. I stomped on the brakes and jerked to a stop, not quite ready to see it yet. I debated for a minute about whether I'd be able to do this, then let the car creep forward. Most things from a person's childhood look smaller when seen as an adult, but in the 16 years since I'd last been here, the house seemed to have grown. The 7-bedroom, 9-bathroom home had an enormous footprint, taking up almost half an acre. The steel-gray cedar siding and white trim were severely weather-beaten. Winters in the North Woods could be brutal, and the house looked like it had struggled to survive the last few.